Schusser Shiva Magid Shurim, Tare Bochen. The Pasuk says in Tillim, Yomim al Yemei Melech Tosif, Shneisov Kimoedei Vedei. The Heilige Chassam Sefer says a pshat in this Pasuk, that maybe it'll change our way of looking at Aseret Yemei Tshuva and what we can gain on these days, and when one can gain and he doesn't gain, what he can lose. But the Chet of Meraglim, the Torah Kedoshah tells us that there were 40 days, and for that they were Nenash, to be 40 years in the Midbar, Yoim Lashana, Yoim Lashana. A day became a year. We know that Mide Toiva, Meruba, Mimides Piranius, Chamesh Meis Pomen. It says in the Seres Adibris that when we count for bad, we count only 4 deiris. When we count for good, it goes La'alofim deir, it goes for 2,000 deiris. So we know that 500 times is Mide Toiva, Meruba, the Midas Piranius. The Chassam Sofer says, if a person uses a day to its utmost, a person's day is a complete day, from beginning to end, 24 hours of Torah, mitzvahs, without anything missing in it, that day is like 500 years. Because if Yom Lashana is the Einish for bad, Mide Tova Meruba, then one day can be like 500 years. The peroim for that one day, the schar for that one day, the asoga that a person has in that one day, how far he can go in that one day, is 500 years. So davar nifla, what does one gain from going 500 years? What will I have from going 500 years? The Yerushalmi Masechtas Berachos teaches a pasuk you say every day, Leman yibu yimeichem v'yimei v'neichem ala adoma asher nishba al Hashem l'aviseichem ki mei ha-shamayim ala oretz. I don't think anybody knows exactly pshat. What does it mean, ki mei ha-shamayim ala oretz? What do these words mean? Yishalmi tells us, the Oveis HaKadoshim lived, the three Oveis, Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, lived 500 years. Yishalmi says, no, it's not true. They lived 502 years. Like the Yishalmi, the first 2 years of Avraham Avinu, we don't count. Because Ben Shalai Shonim Hikir Ez Beirei. So we don't count the first 2 years of Avraham Avinu. There's only 500 years that we count from the Ovis HaGedeshim. The Mahalach to go from Oretz to Shamayim is 500 years. That's the Taich, that your days will be at the days of the Ovis HaGedeshim. That were Kimei HaShamayim Al Eretz, the distance between Shamayim and Eretz. That's how the Yishalmi touches the Pasuk. We will use this Yishalmi to tell you what one day can do. One day can elevate a person from Eretz, from the lowest of the lowest, to Shamayim. In one day of Avedis Hashem, in one day of complete day of Avedis Hashem, a person has the ability to go from Eretz all the way to Shamayim. It says in Svarim Akdeshim, not lately, in Svarim Kadmeinim, why is Masechtas Yuma called Masechtas Yuma? If you look in the Mishnayos that are printed with Nekudas, they will tell you that the word is not Yuma, that the word is Yoima. Why is it called Yoima? Because it's a day that you could use the day completely. It's the one day a year that you could utilize a whole day to be an Eved Hashem. It says in Ramban, in Parashas Achrimais, that a person on Yom Kippur, it says in Pekei Rav Elazar, a person is doimet to Malachi Asharis on Yom Kippur. That's the way he's doimet to on Yom Kippur. So it's a day that a person can utilize completely. And you have the ability in Yom Kippur to go from Eretz all the way to Shamayim. From your lowest madrega that a person finds himself. In the day of Yom Kippur, he can get a change all the way from Eretz, all the way to Shamayim, all the way from Gashmias, all the way to Ruchnias, all the way from Guf, all the way to Neshama. That's what a person can do in the one day of Yom Kippur.
The Chasam Sofer tells us Dvarim Neiron. There are 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. These 10 days are not normal days. They're not days that are normal days. Even though walking the streets sometimes, it looks to us to be very normal. Leider. I had to go someplace last night at 11:15 at night. I had to ride down Avenue J. I wouldn't believe it that on the fifth night of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the sixth night of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there should be people, Bochrem, Yingalite, sitting in restaurants and eating at 11:15 at night, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's beyond my comprehension that people don't understand what these days are. The people have no asaga what they're talking about, what these days are, what these days mean, what the kedusha of these days are. These days are days that Dirshu Hashem be Motzei Karu B'Yosei Karav. Let us tell a poshut avart, simple language. The Heilige Rav Pshut Sarav said a very good marshal. If somebody would come, the biggest guy Beile Yisrael, Rav Yashav, would walk in here and he would give you his hand. He would take your two hands and put it behind your back and not give him back your hand. What kind of busha would that be? What kind of bizoyim for God will be Israel would that be? The greatest of the greatest. You understand that's the greatest bizoyim. In Aseret Yimei Tshuva, it's Yeminoi Pshuta LeKabel Shovim. Kaviyochol the Beiroilam's hand is standing here and waiting for us to take his hand and do tshuva. And when one doesn't do tshuva, it's exactly like that marshal. 1,000 times worse than that marshal. Because we're talking about the Beiroilam. We're talking about Melech Malchah Melachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a person has to look at the Aseres Yimei Tshuva like. The Yishu Hashem B'Yimotzei, the Rebbein Shalem is close to us in Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There's no such other days. The Heilige Chasam Sofer tells us, what's the right name for the days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Yimei Melech. It's days that we say HaMelech HaKadosh. It's days that we're Oisik in being Mamlech the Rebbein Shalem. So what are these days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the right name for them? They're Yimei Melech. They're the days of Malchius. The days that we are busy with Melech, Malchah, Malach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. Nothing else enters our mind in these days. Except one thing. Only Melech, Malchah, Malach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yomim al Yimei Melech Tosef. Iran 2 days. Iran Erev Rosh Hashanah and Iran Motzi Yom Kippur. Erev Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaTainis, a Yom HaTshuva. Motzi Yom Kippur is the day after Yom Kippur. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us the greatness of that day. So the Chasam Sofer, the Pasuk tells us, Yomim, 2 days, Al Yimei Melech Tesef. How many days are you going to have then that are going to be Miyuchet to Avdei Hashem, to Avdus Hashem? 12 days. How many years is 12 days? 6,000 years. Shnoisav Kemei Deveder. Then you'll be Misakin the whole Briah. You'll be Misakin the all 6,000 years of the Briah. These 12 days of the Heilige Chasam Sofer, I don't know, there's a few bochrem that I see a smile on their face. Simcha you should have in such a word. Noyedike word. Yomim al Yimei Melech Tosef. Iran 2 days to the Yimei Melech of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And then your years will be Kemei Day of a Day. You'll have 6,000 years like all the days of the Briya. That's your ability. That's the ability of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Half love of a fella. What a person can do in these days, what a person can be misakin in these days, to where a person can reach in these days, to what degree a person can come in these days. The Das Tfunes, the Ramchal, explains a nekuda, maybe it's a little bit a deep nekuda, but I think that's a nekuda we could build on. One of the ikrim, the Shlesh Esrei ikrim, the Yud Gimel ikrim that a person has to believe in is Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why do we have to believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim? The Nevi'im were Mavtiachos that is going to be Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why is it a bigger Iker than Shekol Divrei HaNevi'im Emes? Everything that the Nevi'im said is true is an Iker. We have to believe in Divrei HaNevi'im. Why is it important for us to believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim? What is the importance of believing in Tchiyas HaMeisim? The Ramchal says, Dvorim Niflaim Admiyet. Says a Pasuk in Parashas Hazinu. Keil emuna ve'ein ovel. The Rebbeinu Shalom is a keil emuna ve'ein ovel. There is nothing that the Rebbeinu Shalom does that there is in it an avla. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does is 100%. No avlas. Ifk steram chala meridike kasha. Person lives on this world 70, 80 years. He does mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. Who did the mitzvahs? Who put on tefillin? The guf put on tefillin. Who wore tzitzis? The guf wore tzitzis. Who walked the besmedish? The guf walked the besmedish. Who did a mitzvah? All the mitzvahs ma'asi is the guf. It's possible to believe that the only one that's going to get schar is the neshama. The only ones that can get schar is the neshama and olam haba. What's going to happen to the guf? The guf is going to go into the kever and be rima v'teileya. And nothing's going to happen to the guf. Where's the schar for the guf? And if somebody believes there's no tchias ha-meisim zot the Ramchal, he believes that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does an avla. He's being ma'avul, a person. He's not giving the guf schar. And that's why a person has to believe in tchias ha-meisim, because that's the emunah, that keil emunah ve'en avel. Because if you don't believe in tchias ha-meisim, then you're asking a very good kashik ha-rachman al-Islam. What's going to happen to my guf? Where's the schar for my guf? That's what it says in Ramchal. I want to take this Ramchal and explain this Ramchal and lower the Ramchal to our Madreg a little bit more. I believe that if I would give the permission for half the Olam to ask a question, they'll tell me that they don't understand the Ramchal. Of course the guf has schar. He eats every day. He enjoys life. He has tanuga Olam Hazeh. The guf has schar. What do you mean the Ramchal says the guf doesn't have schar? It's not a keil emunah ve'en avel. The neshama all has schar of Yanavelt. The guf has schar every single day of our life. He has schar, he eats, he enjoys the world. What's the teretz to this kasha? The teretz to this kasha is that our shkofa is not right. There's no schar for the guf tanuga olam hazeh. Tanuga olam hazeh is not a schar for the guf. That's a dover that takes a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and it's gone. That's not Tainuk. Olam Hazeh is not made for us. Olam Hazeh is not made for Yiddish Guf. Tov Leila Adam, Shaloi Nivra Mishin Nivra. The Ktzei Sacheshen, the Maral, the Ktzei Sacheshen, tell us that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah sichli. Of course, mitzvah sichli, right? You have to be mechabed Av V'Em. For a goy, it's a mitzvah sichli. Because a goy came to enjoy this world. That's what a gay came down for. He came down for Tanuga Olam Hazeh. And he has enjoyment on this world, so he has a Hakaras HaTov to his parents. So he says a Shkoich to his parents. A Yid didn't come down to this world to enjoy this world. Tov Leila Adam, Shaloi Nivra, Misha Nivra. It was a lot better for a person not to be born. So Akibed Ava'im by Yid is Exeris HaKosuf. And has nothing to do with the mitzvah sichli. Has nothing to do with the mitzvah sichli. Hafla v'fela. It's exactly the opposite of our machshava. Our machshava is that this world is enjoyment. That's what we're here for. We're here to enjoy. We're here to enjoy more. We're not here to enjoy. The guf doesn't enjoy it. The Yiddish guf doesn't enjoy this world. The Yiddish guf is here on this world to do what it has to do. Of course it has to do what it has to do. It has to eat. It has to drink. It has to do tzarche olam hazeh. But it's not a tainik for a Yiddish guf. Yiddish guf is something else completely. And that's why the Ramchal has a question. If Yiddish guf is not going to get schar, where is it schar? That's why the Ramchal answers that the Yiddish guf has schar in Tchiyas HaMeisim. There's more to learn from the Ramchal. The Ramchal teaches us that one of the ikrim of Yud Gimel ikrim is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a keil emuna ve'en avel. Which ikr is that? The ikr of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Let us learn a sifri, which the Chofetz Chaim brings, and I think it's important for one to learn that piece of Chofetz Chaim, especially before Yom Kippur. In Shara Tvuna, Perek Tezvov, the Chofetz Chaim goes through a Rosh Tevis, one perek after another, of the words Kol Gehenem. He tells us, that in the Aveir of Lashon Hara, you go through the all of Gehenem, and he makes the Rosh Tevis, Kol is Rosh Tevis, Kas, Litzonis, Gehenem is Rosh Tevis, Gaiva, Yiyush. And we're talking about the problem of Yiyush. And the Chofetz Chaim tells us, the person comes to Lashon Hara, and he says, it's impossible not to talk Lashon Hara, it's impossible. I give up, how could I not talk Lashon Hara? That's what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about. The Chofetz Chaim brings there a Sefri, on the Pasuk Keil Emunah Ve'en Avel. And the Sifri is a Muridiki Sifri. Every single one of us, every single one of us have a rationalization for our matzav. We all rationalize. We have a very good rationalization, it seems to us. When one starts to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, and he starts to look at his life, and he starts to see his chisreinus, and it could put him very down, he has a very good rationalization. Look what's going on in the street. Look how bad the world is. You can't blame me for the way I am. It's impossible to be better than I am. It's impossible. You know what kind of sionist the street are. You know what it means walking down the street. You know what it means picking up my eyes for a minute on the street, and this I see, and this I see, and this I see, and it causes me temptations, and it causes me problems. So I fall through an Averis. That's the way I am, because that's the dirt. And that's how we rationalize. We all rationalize that the way we are is because the way the street is. The street is a teretz. So you know what we're doing when we rationalize that way? I'll tell you exactly what we're doing. We're telling the Rebbeinu Shlom, you did an avla. You sent me down to a world that I can't do mitzvahs. It's exactly what we're doing. You're answering the Rebbeinu Shlom. You know why I didn't listen to your lav and in the Torah? You know why I wasn't mekayim l'sisurach elevavchem v'acheneichem? You know why I wasn't mekayim other lavin in the Torah? Because it's impossible. You've created a world that's impossible. So who are you blaming for it? The Rebbeinu Shlom. So you're telling the Rebbeinu Shlom that's not keil emuna ve'ein avel. You're telling the Rebbeinu Shlom keil emuna rechman l'tzlan ve'avel. It's exactly what it says in Sifri. Sifri it says, don't blame the Rebbeinu Shlom for your averis. Because keil emuna ve'ein avel. It's you to blame for your averis. You can't point your finger at the Rebbeinu Shlom. Rebbeinu Shlom is not to blame. Rebbeinu Shlom created a world, and Rebbeinu Shlom created a world with a lot of nisyonos, and ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tron yimbri yosef. And if the Rebbeinu Shlom created a world with these nisyonos, not the teretz is that it means I don't have to do, it means the teretz is I have the ability to do it. There's two ways to make a conclusion on this question. There's one conclusion to make, that it's impossible, and therefore I'm potter. And that conclusion is a false conclusion, because and everything that it says in the Torah is nitzchi, and every law it says in the Torah is nitzchi, and everything in the Torah is completely true, and it's true on all generations for all the world, and therefore that conclusion is a false conclusion. So what's the other conclusion? The other conclusion is a very strong conclusion to make. The other conclusion is that our neshamos were given special koiches. Our neshamos were given special koiches. Our neshamos have a koyach that our grandparents didn't have. Because the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't send our great-grandparents such nesyonos. Your great-grandparents lived in a world that they didn't see 70 years what you see in one day. 70 years from the day they were born till the day they left this world. They didn't see what we see in one day. And it's not a guzma, it's a fact. They didn't see, they didn't think, they didn't have an asaga of what we have in one day. And I would say not only one day, no, I would say with one walk in the street. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't give them the koyach to overcome these nesyonos. We, you, every single one of you, have the koyach to overcome these nesyonos. And that's why you're living today. Because if you wouldn't have the koyach to overcome these nesyonos, the Rebbeinu Shlom wouldn't send you down to this world. I said it many times, many of you probably heard it, but there's a piece of Sasamis that says, Dvarim Pshutim Admiyot. If our president would send an army into Iraq without ammunition, what would you call him? What would you say he is? The worst of the worst you would call him. The Hefkizach. You send the people into such a situation without ability to protect themselves. That's exactly what you are telling the Rebbeinu Shlom. That you sent out my neshama to this world and I can't give an answer. That means you chishit avinu avarachamon hamarachem rachem aleinu. The biggest rachman that there is. The Rebbeinu Shlom was marachem on us. The Rebbeinu Shlom was our father. You chishit him that he sent you into a war. Into a big war he sent you. Without ammunition? Can't be. You have all the ammunition you need. You're just not using the ammunition maybe. But you have all the ammunition that you need. And you have all the ability that you need. And if not, you're being over one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of Keil Emunah Vein Ovel, because you don't believe that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Vein Ovel. You're saying the Rebbeinu Shel Olam does an Avela. That's what lies in that Sifri. That's what lies in the Sifri, that we have to change our Ashkofa, because the first Hatzlacha, first ability of winning a war, of winning a battle, is when soldiers know that they can win. If soldiers don't know they have the ability to win, they'll never win a battle. If we want to win our battle with the Yetzer Hara, we want to overcome Yetzer Haras, we can't say that's impossible. We can't say we don't have the ability. We have to know that we have the ability, we have the capability, we have the ammunition, and we will win. Then we will win. If we go with that kind of machshava, if we will go to the war with the machshava that will overcome the Yetzer Hara, and we cannot overcome the Yetzer Hara, we have the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, then we'll overcome the Yetzer Hara. We'll pick up our hands with Yiyush, we'll say that we can't, we were created differently, we're created in a world that we don't have the ability to overcome. And besides what we just said, it's not. Then you can't overcome the Yetzer Hara. There's no way with such a kind of attitude to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It comes Yom Kippur. It comes the Zman of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Zman of Yom Kippur. One has to realize to what degree a person can reach and what it means Tshuva. Tshuva doesn't mean just to do Tshuva on an Aveira. Tshuva means changing over your life. And tshuva means that a person can reach very, very high madregas. The Heilige Baal Shem had a Talmud who had no children. Talmud who had no children. And he went to the Baal Shem, and the Baal Shem should be mispallel that he should have children. And after many years, the Baal Shem was mispallel and he was nifkad with his son. And this son grew up and he became he left the Derech HaTorah and he went and he became a worker by a shoemaker and he was a Mechal Shabbos and he did all Averis in the Torah, Rahman al-Islam. This person was very, very broken hearted after so many years that he had a child, and he went to the Baal Shem HaKadosh and told him, "You gave me such a child and look what happened to him." And the Baal Shem, after many, many times, gave him a Kemeya and told him, "Go and put this Kemeya in between his things that he should be able to touch it. And don't worry about it." The father went and put the Kemeya in between his malbushim, his clothes, by the shoemaker. And as soon as this child opened up the clothes and touched the Kemeya, he started to cry, "Pchiyos Neirois." And he did tshuva. He was called later in his life Rabbi Yosef Chatina. He became such a Baal Madrega that he was a Yedeya Machshoves. He was able to tell a person what he's thinking. That's how big a Baal Madrega he became from his tshuva. He used to go around from town to town and tell over the story of his life. "You know, I was once a Baal Aveira and what happened, and the Baal Shem did the following, and now I'm a Yedeya Machshoves." And he used to take a person and show. He's able to see the person's machshavis. And he ended the drasha, and he said, "Me, with my tshuva, I was able to become a Yedei machshavis." Can you imagine you, that you didn't do such averis like I did, till where you could reach with your tshuva? Could you imagine what you could become of you when you'll do tshuva? Could you imagine what could happen to you when you'll do tshuva? To what kind of madregis one can reach if you'll do truly tshuva? If you see me, that I was such a low person and I became such a Baal Tshuva that I was able to become a Yedeya Machshoves, then you should see what you could become with your Tshuva. What does this Maisa teach us? This Maisa has to tell a person, we give up. What's going to become of me? What's going to become of me? What can I do with my life already? What can I turn over my life? Till where can I come with my life already? It's not true. Person can with Tshuva turn around his life to become the highest of the highest. A person can with tshuva become close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A person can't just give up. "I can't do tshuva. And what will already be if I do tshuva? What will already become of me if I do tshuva?" A person has to realize that he can become from him a lot if he does tshuva. He could overturn, he could turn around his whole life. He could become a different person if he does tshuva. The Rambam, it says, The Rambam it says in Perek Zayin Milchus Tshuva that when a person is a Baal Aveira, he's a Mesuyoiv by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a Meshukotz by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's a Sonui by the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't like him. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Tayeva, the person. And the person does Tshuva. The Rambam says, Esmael, yesterday he was Oya Ishzeh Sonui. Yesterday this person was hated by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yesterday this person was a Mesuyav and a Meshukotz by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayoyim, and in one day he became a Aruv, a Ohuv, a Koloiv, a Nechmod, and a Yidid. Half of a fella. He turned over in one day, Zog the Rambam. He turns over to be a Ohuv, a person that's liked by the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person that's close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, a person that's a Yidid to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Could you imagine what a person can happen, what it could turn over a person? The Rambam says, you know how far he turns over? He becomes the Ish Acha. It's not the same person. Many of us have a problem. We'll do tshuva. Our Ovar, what's going to be with our Ovar? What's going to be with our Regilus? What's going to be with our Regilus? It's a big problem, Regilus. Most of us think, I don't have a big problem. We're all maminim that Mashiach is going to come. And then there's going to be Shechitas HaYetzer, and I'll be good off. Mashiach is going to come, I'm going to be good off. Let me ask you a very simple kasha. There's a Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, I think all of you know. By Simchas Beis HaSheva, they made a mechitza. Why did they make a mechitza by Simchas Beis HaSheva? Where they learned that you have to make a mechitza? Because La'osid Lavoi, when there'll be Shechitas HaYetzer, and there'll be a hesped on the Yetzer Hara, there'll be a mechitza. Frecht Rav Rafal Hamburger, in Das Kedoshim, Amor de Kikasha, Yetzer Hara is already geschochten. What do you need a mechitza for? You need a mechitza. Today we have a yetzara, so we need a mechitza. But after shechita zayetza, what do you need a mechitza for? It's a good kasha. Paizen a kasha. Zok ha befal hamburg ha shrek l'chazach. Avada the malach, the yetzara won't be anymore. And avada that malach won't bother you anymore. But since we have already a tivius to be over, and to look at what we shouldn't look, the tivius won't change, and we'll have that same tivius after Mashiach will come. Can you imagine the bizyonis that we are going to have, that Mashiach is going to come, and all our tivius are not going to stay the same? We think that everything's going to change, the world is going to change. We're not going to change. We're going to be the same boss of Adam, and all that we have now, we're going to have when Mashiach comes. And that's why you have to make a mechitza, because the people will have the same tivius like they had before. Most of you are probably bochrim. Most of you probably think, I'll get rid of everything. Remember this, Rabbi Fall Hamburger. Midos, tchunas hanefesh, netiyos don't change. Chosn moichel kol avinosav is not better than when Mashiach will come. It's the same matzav like when Mashiach will come. The tchunas hanefesh stay the same. Tshuva! Tshuva changes a person, like the Rambam. An ish achal. You don't have the old chunos. With tshuva you could take and become a different person. That what yesterday you had a lust to, that what yesterday you had a temptation to, today you don't even want it, today you don't even have any rotzen for it, because you're a different person. Tshuva can change a person to a different metzius, to an ish achal. I heard once, in the Rebbe de Leif Simcha Zechat Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Varacha, Leil Yom Kippur. Why do you make Yishechiyonu Leil Yom Kippur? And who are you making Yishechiyonu? How does he make it on the day? He said, Adov HaNifla, why does everybody make Yishechiyonu Leil Yom Kippur? There's a remez, you make Yishechiyonu on the new person that came now. The tshuva, Erev Yom Kippur, Tzol Nidrei, the Nislach, L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael, L'yid HaDehir Tshuva, Yishechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu L'azman HaZeh. Who? Me! I became a new person, I was changed. I did tshuva, I was changed. As a moir de kevot, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bnei Korach, to Korach v'Adosai, he told them, I'm going to make with you a proof. If the Ribbono Shel Olam open the ground, then you know I'm right. Im kemois kol adam yemus neila, if you'll die normally, lo yashem shlachoni. Ribbono Shel Olam didn't send me. Let me ask you, the Moshe Rabbeinu believed in tshuva? Moshe Rabbeinu believed in tshuva, right? Everybody could do tshuva. Even Dosim Vavirim could do tshuva. You want to know how I know Dosan Vavirim could do tshuva? Because Dosan Vavirim is begematria exactly tshuva. Even they could do tshuva. Even they have the ability to do tshuva. Dosan Vavirim, the worst of the worst, Nitzim, Nitzavim, Dosan Vavirim, those who argued on Moshe Rabbeinu, also able to do tshuva. Everybody could do tshuva. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, Moshkel Eldom, Yimusin, Eile, Lo Yashem, Shlachoni? He'll be proved wrong. They'll do tshuva and finished. He'll be proved wrong. So the Heilige Chechanov, Moshe Rabbeinu added a Moiridic word in his words. Moshkel Eldom, Yimusin, Eile. What does Eile mean? These people, if they'll do tshuva, they're not these people anymore. They're Briya Chadosha. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu believed in tshuva, but he knew that tshuva changes a person. And therefore his t'nai was, Imois kol adam yemusin eile. These people that are in front of me, these people are going to do tshuva, they're not these people that are in front of me. They're different people. A person changes to a completely different person when he does tshuva. He's a b'riya chadasha. That fear that we have, that I can't change, that fear that I have, that all my netiyos, everything that I have will come back, that won't happen. Why? Because you become a new person. Tshuva as a koyach to make a person a completely new bria, completely panam chadashas balukam. That means true tshuva. It means true tshuva. Truly doing tshuva be'emes. And we have to realize that we have to utilize the matana that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us. We have to utilize the days that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us, the matana that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us. It says in Meshech Chochma, such Dvarim Pshutim is Chapta Pachad and Chapta Tzita. Meshech Chochma says, a person who doesn't do tshuva Yom Kippur, it's better for him to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should die Erev Yom Kippur and not be around Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Tviya on the person, Yom Kippur came and you didn't use the Yom Kippur, you didn't utilize the Yom Kippur, that kasha that will be on you is so great that it doesn't pay to live on the Yom Kippur. It says in Meshech Chochma, you can open Meshech Chochma, Parshas Nitzavim, Divrei Maschil, Din VeCheshbon, the end of the piece. It's a Meshech Chochma which should be learnt. I'm only saying over 3 lines of the Meshech Chochma, the last 3 lines of the Meshech Chochma. But Dvarim Noiram Admiyot, it doesn't pay. It's Mutiv Loishe Nebchashel Yosei Alponov Erev Yom Kippur, then he should live to Yom Kippur. Because the Tviya of not using a Yom Kippur, the Tviya of not using such a day, to be able to change yourself, to be able to become a different person, to be able to do tshuva, that Tviya is a Meredike Tviya. But it doesn't start on Erev Yom Kippur, doesn't start on Yom Kippur, it starts on Erev Yom Kippur. Starts on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where today we passed over the half point of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, or closer really to Yom Kippur. A person has to make a cheshvan anefesh. A person has to make a cheshvan anefesh. He has 3-4 days left to Yom Kippur. 3-4 days of Yemei Melech. 3-4 days of Malchius. How am I going to use these days? How am I going to use the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu these days? How am I going to do Tshuva? There's one way to do Tshuva. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seresecha. וקרבנו מלכנו לעבודתך, ואחזירנו בשוב השלם לפניך. לנפש החיים, ישר דלת, פרק למד אלף, talks about תשובה of תירה. Let me tell you what the נפש החיים says. There's a mission in פרק אובס. הלוי מתירה לשמה, זכה לדברים הרבה. One of the things that a person is זכה תירה לשמה, is Nase Kemayan Amizgaber Vahilach. He becomes like a well that's Mizgaber, a spring, a well that's Mizgaber Vahilach. What does that mean? Let me tell you what it says in Nefesh HaChaim, Dvarim Noiram. I think that every single Bacha here, if I'll tell him, I want you to learn Torah Lishma, me, Torah Lishma, I should learn Torah Lishma. That's good for the big people, Torah Lishma. Let's see what it says in Nefesh HaChaim. I want you to hear clearly this Nefesh HaChaim. There's no greater chizuk than this Nefesh HaChaim, and no greater tviya than this Nefesh HaChaim. Look at the Nefesh HaChaim. There's a well, a spring, a well that fell in dirt, that fell in stones. The well got covered. What happens? The water pushes itself. And after a few weeks, after a few months, it pushes itself out, and it pushes away all the stones, and it pushes away all the dirt, and it comes again clean water. Because a well has force, a spring has force, the mayon has force, it comes out from the sheirish and it pushes, until it pushes out all the dirt, until it pushes out all the stones, and it's again a clean well. So the Nefesh HaChaim, the Mishnah is telling you, there's a person that's malei refesh v'tit. There's a person that's full of dirt and full of tit. And then tell you a lashon of the Nefesh HaChaim. Malei chatoim atzumim. I'm telling you words that says Nefesh HaChaim, chatoim atzumim. Chatoim that are great chatoim. He's not talking about talking in the middle of Kaddish, and he's not talking about those are big chatoim, but they're not chatoim atzumim. He's talking about shvera shvera averis. I don't want the besmedish to go and speak out what it means. Chatoim atzumim. Everybody knows what the words chatoim atzumim mean. And a person learns Torah is a mayim amizgaba v'hoilech. It'll push out the refesh. It'll push out the tit. It'll push out all the dirt. It'll push out all the stones. It'll push out everything. Everything will go out. It'll clean the person completely. When I learned Torah Lishma, Hafla v'fela v'na Nefesh HaChaim. Know what's Hafla v'fela about this Nefesh HaChaim? Nefesh HaChaim is telling me that a person has Chatoim Atzumim, Rachmona Litzlom, Chatoim Atzumim, the worst of the worst, and he's Molei Refesh V'tit from his head to his toe, completely full of dirt, his whole goof is full of dirt, he looked at what he shouldn't have looked, he heard what he shouldn't have heard, he did what he shouldn't have done. He's completely Molei Refesh V'tit. You know what I want from you? Like, Nefesh HaChaim, go learn Torah Lishma. You know who we're talking to? We're talking to a person about Aveira, and we're telling him to learn Torah Lishma. That's the ability of a person. No matter where you are, you can learn Torah Lishma. You know where the Nefesh HaChaim took this from? From a pasuk in the Torah. Ki ha-mitzvah azay sashan anoichi mitzav chayoyim loy rechayki v'loy nifleisi mimcha loy bashamayimi ki kol roiv elecha adova mi'oid b'fi chol b'vav chol asay say. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina of this Pasuk? What does mitzvah zois mean? Rashi learns it means Torah. You know what the Havamina is? Of course, it's a very big Havamina. I'm a Rosha. I did Averis Rachman al Islam. I'm a bad person. So how could I go learn Torah Lishma? No! The Torah tells you, Kikorei Belecha, no matter where you are, no matter how low you have lowered yourself. Kikorei Belecha, Hadavo Miyit. It's as close as you want. You know what Rabbi Chaim says? Kikar v'lech adav amiyed. Do you have to pay for air that you breathe? No. Water is very easy to get. Bread costs money. It's harder to get. Staples are cost money, but they not a lot of money. Something that you don't need a lot costs more money. The Torah is kikar v'lech adav amiyed. Just like air. You don't have to go someplace else to get ear. It's right by you because you can't live without it. It's right by you just like ear because you can't live without it. And no matter where you are, no matter where you lowered yourself, it's and that Torah has the ability to take all the refesh, all the tit, all the chatoim atzumim and overcome it. And it's a mayan amizgaber. It's a mayan amizgaber v'hoylech. It'll bring back pure water and it'll purify the person completely. Half of a fella, Dvarim Neiroim, that says Nefesh HaChaim. Because Achzireinu B'Shuv V'Shleimu L'Fanecha starts with Ashiveinu Avinu L'Seresecha. There's 3 days left to Yom Kippur. There's 3.5 days left to Yom Kippur. What does the person do with these 3.5 days to Yom Kippur? Ashiveinu Avinu L'Seresecha. He puts himself into Torah. He toivels himself in Me'adas of Torah. He puts himself completely into Torah, which is Tovel, which is Metar the person. It's Metar the person in a mikveh. There's 960 lugin in a mikveh. It says in Sefer Meiser Ekeach from a Kadman that Beis HaMedrash is Begematria 960, because the Beis HaMedrash is a mikveh Tara. Beis HaMedrash is a mikveh that is Metar a person. Torah Akdoisha is a Malkam Tara. Torah Akdoisha changes a person. That's our Achon of Yom Kippur. 3 days of Torah, 3.5 days of Torah, learning Shoyes Ritzufos, forgetting about all the shtusim of the world, not going out onto the street and seeing the avlis that go on the street, not walking the streets, leaning in the smadish, learning Torah Kdesha, that'll be Metara the person, then you'll be able to use the Yimei Melech to take a bee, Misakin Shnoitzav Kimeidei Veder, to be Misakin all your years, to be Misakin a lot more than all your years, and to become close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. then you'll be zeichet rigmach simeteva that you all want. Because if you learn Torah and you do tshuva, then the Rebbeinu Shalom gives you everything that you want. Because that's the person that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to be meitiv. That's the etzah. Our etzah to be meichan asalchim im kippur is ashiveinu avinu serecha. And then we'll be zeichet to vachzireinu b'shuv b'shleim alafanecha. Then we'll be zeichet to all the brachis that the Rebbeinu Shalom wants to give Klal Yisrael.